Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Terrorists mounted another deadly suicide attack against the government of Somalia and Mogadishu, resulting in the deaths of 17 people during Friday prayers at the presidential compound. The attackers broke through a gate and security barriers in the Villa Somalia compound of government offices and residences with a car bomb, then assaulted the mosque inside crowded with mourning worshippers. A gun battle followed between attackers and guards, with casualties on both sides. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, the attacker's primary target, was unharmed in the assault, but two government officials were killed and several others injured. Guerrilla attacks by al-Shabaab, often against civilians, have become commonplace since the terrorist group was driven out of Mogadishu by government forces backed by African Union peacekeepers more than a year ago. Posing as a force for reform in Somalia, the terrorist group stands instead for chaos and destruction. The United States strongly condemns the attack on the Villa Somalia and extends its deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of those killed in the assault. This murderous attack on the nation's new government, targeting individuals and organizations that are working to provide the Somali people with government, stability, and a better way of life, once again highlights what al-Shabaab has proven time and time again. It is firmly opposed to those working to build a more secure and prosperous future. The United States will continue to support the Somali people and their government as they rebuild their country. Those who stand in the way of the nation's progress will not succeed.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.